Well, author and scientist Maurice Cottrell, with the one caveat being that I have a news break I'll get to in about 18 minutes. Then take us, as you're going to take us through this conversation, beginning, middle to end, as you requested.
Thank you very much, Ian. And I'd like to welcome listeners to How the Universe Began. And all we have to do to understand how the universe began is to read all of the holy books from all of the religions. And it doesn't matter if we look at the Christian Bible or the Hindu Bhagavad Gita or the Brahmapada of the Buddhists or any of the religions, they all share something in common. They all say God is light. So we don't have to be very clever to start this journey. The journey begins in the beginning. The Bible, of course, says, in the beginning there was God, and God said, let there be light. Either way, in the beginning we have light. Today, we understand that light is electromagnetic energy. So in the beginning we had electromagnetic energy. That's all we had. Light. Nothing happened. Nothing happened before anything else. Nothing happened after anything else. Nothing happened. But God is good, so the religious books tell us. And God, nothing is better than God because God is love. So God wants to grow because it's rational. If God is good and God is love, and the only thing better than God is good and is love, then God wants to grow. But the Bible also tells us that God made man in his own image. Now, mankind cannot grow, certainly not beyond 6 feet, without sacrificing a sperm. A woman can't grow beyond a certain size without sacrificing an ovum. An apple tree can't grow on Earth unless it sacrifices an apple. So the only known mechanism of growth on Earth in the physical world is through sacrifice. And given that God made us in his own image, he seems to be telling us that God cannot grow. And yet it's good that he grows because there'd be more love in the universe. So God decided to make a mechanism to allow himself to grow into more love. So he created the physical universe. And in 1905, Albert Einstein completed his special theory of relativity, and he came up with his equation, E equals mc squared. E equals energy, m is mass, physical things, C is the speed of light. Now, I know we don't like, many of us don't like equations, even a little one like that, E equals mc squared. If you can't remember it, remember Einstein equals Maurice Cottrell squared. So you can't forget that one. Now, in the beginning, the energy was God, E equals mc squared. And let's say God was a million volts. God decided to sacrifice, for example, 100,000 volts of himself. And those 100,000 volts went to the other side of Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared. Now, of course, whenever you take anything across an equation, you have to change the sign. So the 100,000 volts from God, which were positive, when they cross Einstein's equation, become negative, minus 100,000 volts. Then we had the Big Bang. And the energy was converted into mass. The planets, the stars, the trees, the flowers. That's when the physical universe began. And that's when time began, because now we have night, we have day, we have sunshine, we have showers, and we have evolution. We have the first living biological cells, the amoeba. They grow into more complex cells, like the spirogyra. They grow into fish and shellfish and dragonflies and birds. And eventually, the complexity of the biologically living organisms start to generate electrical voltages in the brain as the brain develops. And during a certain moment in our evolution, the voltage in the brain of mankind reaches a certain level, let's say plus 1 volt. Now, of course, that 1 volt is negative because it's in the physical world. It's opposite to God. What happens is that minus 1 volt from the biological cellular activity in the body, the blood racing around the body, developing this electrical voltage, drags down another 1 volt from God, a bubble of 1 volt energy, leaves God and attaches to the 1 volt human being. It's a human being now. Before, of course, it was just a living thing. Now it's a human being because it's got 1 volt of godly energy, 1 volt positive, which is attached to 1 volt of opposite godly energy, the minus 1 volt of the body. This tells us that God is energy. He lives in heaven. But on the other side of Einstein's equation, this must be the opposite of God. So this must be hell. And everything in the physical world must be the devil. So everything you see around you, whether it's the trees, the stars, the worms, the body, all of these things are the devil. When the soul attaches to the body, we become human, so we're half God and half devil. But of course, God hasn't grown yet, has he? First of all, he sacrificed 100,000 volts of himself to create the physical universe. It converted to mass through the Big Bang. Then he sacrificed 1 volt, which attached to your body when you were born. So God is still only 899,999 volts. He's still not grown. So we still haven't figured out what's going on. So now God wants us to grow. So how do human beings grow? We have to look at what a human being is. We have a physical body, we have the emotional body, the intellectual body, and the spiritual body. And these four bodies exist in four different worlds. And the rules to these four different worlds are very different. For example, in the physical world, if you have a dollar and I have a dollar and we exchange them, we both finish up with a dollar each. But in the intellectual world, the rules are different. If I have an idea and you have an idea and we exchange them, then we finish up with two ideas each and it doesn't cost us anything. We can take this one step further. If I love you with my heart, with my emotional body, then my voltage will increase. My voltage increases and my soul voltage increases. If I love everybody, during my lifetime, my voltage can rise from 1 volt, which is what I was born with, for example, to 20 volts. So when my soul leaves my body, that 20 volts of energy is attracted back to God. It's repelled from the negative earth. And God grows by 20 volts.
I just want to jump in here just to tell you, till you still have 10 minutes. So go ahead.
Thanks very much, Ian. So God grows by 20 volts. So as human beings come into the world and die, God gets bigger and bigger. The universe expands. God grows. And it's good for the universe because there is more love in the universe. Of course, if I hate you, then my soul voltage will go down. So if my voltage goes down from 1 volt to half a volt, then I don't have enough inertia to leave the earth when I die, so my soul will search for another collection of developing cells. And this is why the Mayas of Mexico said this life is illusion. If you cup a flower in the palm of your hand, it looks like a flower, it feels like a flower, and it smells like a flower. But it's actually a collection of biological cells. And when those biological cells began to be created, electrical current started to flow through the cells, creating electrical voltages in the flower. The flower attracted down a few millivolts of God. The flower attracted down its own soul. The soul attaches to that small flower until the biological cells begin to rot in 2 or 3 weeks, and the flower dies. The soul is then released, and the soul may become the soul of a bird or a fish. So the flower is not a flower. It's only a flower at one moment in time.